back to HTP Podcast, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. And our mission here is to change the culture of tennis, having one conversation at a time. And I'm so excited today, Nicole. Thank you for coming on with me. I think you have such a unique background with tennis, and that's really why I wanted to share your story from like where you started and the journey along that path.
So I started tennis, kind of, I'm sure like a lot of people. My parents put me in like a tennis camp when I was 7 years old, local club, walked over, and I just fell in love with it right away. Just tennis. I could sleep all day, eat, sleep like tennis. That's all I wanted to do. So I just played tennis that summer and I just really fell in love with it. And I kept going from there and played tennis in El Paso, like locally. Then I played in the section, Southwest section, all through juniors. And I played high school tennis, did well in Texas, Texas state champion a couple of years, as
Nice.
well as did well in the Southwest. I think every year, like top fives, pretty good. And then I ended up going to play D1 tennis at New Mexico State. After that, I coached locally. I was a volunteer assistant coach at New Mexico State, coached juniors, like red, orange, green ball, all the way to like high performance players that are traveling nationally. And then I kind of landed into a UST role, the role that I'm in now. And I've been in it for almost 12 years now. So,
wow, 12 years.
It's such a great role for me. I felt like I could do a lot on court, but I was kind of ready to maybe try something a little bit different. Applied for a junior player development manager for the Southwest section. And it was a very diverse role, admin heavy, lots of like knowing rules and regulations and running tournaments. And I really enjoy every day like working in this role.
That's amazing. I love that. And I love seeing how like each step of the way kind of like leads you from one thing to the next. I'm so glad you're part of the Southwest section. I love it. And you're such an amazing asset to the Southwest and I mean, to the tennis community in itself. You do an amazing job. What was it though, like about tennis that really impacted your life that you wanted to stay in it and like make a career out of it?
I love tennis, like everything about it. Not just playing tennis, but like watching it. And I feel like it's a sport that obviously you can play for a lifetime, but you can never like, you can always try to get better at it. You can never be perfect, right? Like it's not just technique. It's like the mental side. Like tactics, like physically, it pushes you to these limits that, you know, it's just really special, a special sport. But then like I coached it and I was like, oh, this is really fun as well to coach tennis and, you know, coaching different levels, you know, college coaching, and then getting into this role, it's something I think I was meant to do. I think I could be very impactful on the tennis court as a coach, but I feel like the role that I'm in now, I feel like I can help parents, players, because it's a tough journey. Tennis is tough. It's really like you're pretty isolated there. It's very individualized and, you know, parents, it's not like a team sport where they're kind of like a coach is leading them as a group to do something. So I feel like I can help them along this journey for the players, the parents, the coaches, and just give them that information that is really important and make them have a really good experience because tennis, it can be tough. Like obviously there's not like an official on every single court. And sometimes it can get really tough for these kids and trying to help them learn that it's important, like tennis will help you be more resilient and independent. And so there's so many benefits of tennis and trying to get these kids to kind of continue with it. And I love being a part of their journey, like seeing kids that are now like almost finishing college, like Olivia last week. I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember when she was, you know, young and she was like our youth council, one of our leaders. And yeah, so it's really special to see how successful these kids are now. And I feel like tennis has been huge for them. So
totally, totally. I love that. What were some of the opportunities that you got from pursuing tennis?
Definitely. I got to travel. As a junior, being able to travel around the country to play tournaments was really like eye-opening. It was really fun meeting players that are now friends. I still talk with a lot of kids that I played like 12 zonals with and to be able to still have those connections is really special. You know, getting a college education, I got to play D1 tennis and obviously academics it should be more important than just tennis, but I got to do experience all of that and have like built-in friends from the get-go. An opportunity from tennis, right away to be able to coach it. And I feel like it's given me a lot of opportunities there. And now USTA, having a good background playing in my role, and just like I have a lot more connections, great friendships, and I feel like I've been able to diversify a lot more just through tennis. Like not many people, like they have one road. Like if they do, I don't want to say it's a doctor or whatever. Like tennis, I feel like we can really move around. We can have so many specialties, and I feel like that's just a huge opportunity. You don't get too bored, like you don't have to do the exact same thing every single day. It's very different. What I keeps it fun and interesting.
Totally. That's a great point. What were some negative experiences that you had that you would want to share if there's just like one or two that really stood out to you, but then looking back really helped you become a better person in handling obstacles in the future?
Yeah, I feel like just with tennis being so isolated, when you're out there on the tennis court, being younger, like when I was like 10, 11, 12, 13, it was tough. Sometimes you feel like you were maybe cheated, or you can't handle your emotions as well. Sometimes when you're younger, you're like, the tears are coming and you're like, what's wrong with me? Why am I, so emotional? I think that's like the hardest thing about tennis is that it's made me a very independent, strong woman that I don't have any fears, anymore. Like I feel like I got through that. I got through junior tennis, like for sure. I think that was like probably the toughest part, just early on being able to be resilient and get through those early stages of competition and knowing how to handle those things. And now, like, I feel like I can handle things really well. I can problem solve. I can do things because of tennis.
And I think that's a good point too, like the side of pressure, because junior tennis, there is so much pressure on these young kids and they are so young. However, it really allows them to have like a head start compared to other kids who are not in sports and don't ever really have to deal with pressure. And when they do then come into a situation having to deal with pressure, it's almost just like they completely melt down. But if you play tennis and you're out there by yourself, you're down a set and like 5-2, and you're trying to figure out how can I come back from this and not giving up, right? So having that like mentality to like keep going, you're so much better set for life and handling those pressured situations because you've already dealt with it so many times as a young person. So I think that's a really, really crucial point that you're saying. If you could go back in time and share one advice that you would want to give to someone else handling that obstacle, or maybe so isolated in tennis in those shoes now.
Yeah, I would just tell them, probably a good advice would be to not try to be good today. Try to think about being better in the future. Like play the game. If it's for tennis, play the game that's going to make you better in the long run. Every day, try to get better at something. At the end of the year, you're like this far, this much better than, taking little steps, because it may not see like much at the beginning. But if you're every single day, you're like, okay, I'm going to work on my mental skills. Like I'm going to work on just being very focused. I'm going to work on routines, certain things. And then by the end of the year, wow, you've like not mastered it, but you're pretty good at that, right? Or like if it's technical, it's like, okay, I'm gonna focus on my forehand for the next 6 weeks. Like trying to have that growth mindset instead of just thinking, okay, I want to win today and nothing else matters. I think just always thinking about being better in the long run.
Yeah, and taking it kind of like in bite size. A lot of the time, usually tennis players are super ambitious. They are super competitive, and we want it right now, always. I think as human beings, we want it right now.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I think that's a great point. Like, just remembering that, taking it like in bite size and still at the same time having that future vision for yourself while you're just, okay, today I'm going to work on this and then work on this. I think that, yeah, that is such a great point. So, Nicole, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And if you guys like these interviews, please follow, share, and like.